昆特之音，服务源于聆听。亲爱的粉丝们，今天我们又非常荣幸的请到了亲爱的萨提德瓦跑步，为我们继续讲述圣殿不亚瓦谈。欢迎大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, I didn't know you knew how to do the introduction. The Narayani teacher?
No, before I do some translation.
Okay. Good morning to all the devotees in China.
Yes, 中国所有的奉献者们，大家早上好。
My last day here.
今天是我在中国的最后一天了。
So next class will be from San Francisco.
Yes, 下一节课就会在旧金山了。
Let me get one thing.
Yeah, 稍等一下。
So today, we just have a couple of more verses left in this chapter of the story of Ajamila.
今天我们就是在这个关于阿加米勒的故事当中只有几个诗节了。
And today is verse 45 and 46.
今天是诗节45至46。
Yeah, because 45 doesn't have a purport.
因为45诗节没有要旨，所以
So we'll do 45 and 46 today, and I'm not sure if there's any questions from last week or not.
Yeah, 所以今天我们学45、46两个诗节，但我不太确定从上一节课有没有有人有奉献者问问题。
Maybe you can ask Sumukhi if there's any questions from last.
Yeah, Sumukhi Mataji, 不知道上一次有没有人问问题。So if you have after...You answer question after this class.
Yeah.
Yeah. 如果有问题的话 ，Sumukhi Mata， 你可以发上来。待会儿咕噜讲完今天的课，你就可以发上来，咕噜回答那个问题，好吧？
对。
No question.
Okay, great. So I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll start the class.
Yeah. 咕噜先唱诵 Jaya Radha Madhava， 然后开始今天的讲课。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Rupi Jana Vallabha Girivana Dhari
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Dhari
Yasodanandana Vrajajana Rajana
Yasodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana
Yamunatira Vanachari
Yamunatira Vanachari
Jayarada Madhava Kunjavihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare
Rupi Jana Balava Girivana Dhari
Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dhari
Yasodanandana Vrajajana Rajana
Yasodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana
Yamunatira Vanachari
Yamunatira Vanachari
Jaya Radha
Madhava Kunjabi Hare
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi
Hare
Tagore Premananda Hare Hare So in the story
对在这个故事当中
Ajamil he's is ripe for going back to Godhead.
现在阿加梅勒已经成熟，可以回归守神了。
Like a mango that's ripe on the tree.
现在就像一颗芒果在树上已经长成熟了。
The Vishnu Dutas have arrived in a golden airplane.
然后 Vishnu Duta 就乘着那种黄金的飞机来了。
And Ajamil's gotten in the airplane and they're on their way to meet Lord Vishnu and the goddess of fortune in Vaikuntha.
Yeah, 然后阿加米勒他就上了那个飞机，然后就和 Vishnu Dutta 一起去见瓦昆塔之主 Vishnu 还有幸运女神。
Okay, so I'll chant the Sanskrit, then we'll do the word for word and the translation. And then we'll go on to verse 46.
Yeah, 然后故事先读这个，先读这个范文，然后字对字，然后译文，然后再就开始46节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Evam Saviplavita Sarvadharma.Dashapati Patito Garya Karmana Nirpat Yamano Nirayehata Vrata Sajo Vimukto Bhagavan Nama Vinan Evam
就这样
Sa
他
Ajamiya Viplavita Sarva Dharma
放弃一切宗教原则的
Dashapati
妓女的丈夫
Patita
掉进
Garya Karmana
因从事令人憎恶的活动
Nirpatyamana
坠落
Niraye
在地狱般的生活中
Patavrata
打破他所有誓言的
Sajya
立刻
Vimukta
解脱
Bhagavat Nama
至尊主的圣名
Vinan
呼唤
So, Ajamil was a Brahmana who because of bad association had given up all Brahminical culture and religious activities becoming most fallen He stole, drank and performed other abominable acts and even kept a prostituteThus he was destined to be carried away to hell by the order carriers of Yamaraj. But he was immediately rescued simply by a glimpse of the chanting of the holy name of Narayana.
译文 Ajamil 是一个因为不良联谊而抛弃了所有 Brahmana 文化和宗教原则的 Brahmana 和偷窃喝酒并从事其他令人憎恶的活动。变得堕落不堪他甚至养了一个妓女这一切使他原本注定要被阎罗王的命令执行官带去地狱但他却仅仅因为稍微呼唤了一下 Narayana 的圣名而立刻获得拯救
So this verse is really a short summary of the whole story of Ajamil
这个世界其实对 Ajamil 的故事是一个非常简短的一个概述
He was born as a Brahmin.
他是出生是一个婆罗门 Brahmana.
But in order to enjoy with a prostitute, he gave up all Brahminical culture and principles.
但他为了去和那个妓女一起享受呢，他就放弃了所有的这些Brahmana 文化和所有的宗教原则。
And to maintain his life with the prostitute, did many simple things. He stole.He drank.
为了就是维系他和这个妓女的生活呀，所以他就做了很多很多令人憎恶的事情，像喝酒啊、偷窃呀、等等各种罪恶的活动。
So he should have gone to hell.
他本来应该去地狱的。
But at the end of his life, he chanted the holy name indirectly.
但是在他生命的最后一刻。他却唱诵了圣名，但是是 间接的唱诵的。
This is called Namabhas.
他唱诵被称为是 Namabhas 的唱诵。
Just a slight glimpse of the holy name.
其实只是圣灵的一点微光而已。
And because of that, he was saved.
但是仅仅因为如此的唱诵，他就立刻获得了拯救。
And we read early on in the story, the prophet defined Namabhas as if you're chanting.You're not expecting anything to be saved, anything like that, then that's Namabhas.
Yeah, Papa 在之前的要旨就提到过，如果你唱诵，会得上圣灵，但是没有期待得到任何的回报，比如说祈祷获得拯救啊等等，没有任何期待的话，其实就是一种 Namabhas 的唱诵。
And of course, the devotees were all chanting what's called Shraddha.Shraddha Namabhas.
那奉献者的唱诵被称为是 Shraddha Namabhas.
Maybe our chanting isn't pure.
可能我们的唱诵还不纯粹。
But we're doing our best to avoid the sin offenses.
但是我们在尽我们最大的努力去避免十相冒犯。
So that's the reflective stage of chanting.
所以这个阶段的唱诵是处于反省阶段的唱诵。
It quickly leads to the pure stage of chanting.
很快就会帮我们引向就是纯粹阶段的唱诵。
Of course, we can argue about what is quickly.
对说有多快我们可能会有些争论。
It's a relative term.
因为这个很快是一个相对的词。
Okay, so let's go on to text 46 with the purport.
那我们现在再看46世界是带有要旨的。
Nata param karma nibandakritanam nimukshatam tirta padanukirtanat na yakuna karmasu sajate mano rajastamo gyam kalilam tato nyata na
who
hata
因此
karma
更好的方法
karma nibanda
作为功利性活动的结果而被迫受苦或经济磨难经历磨难
Krintana
可以完全斩断的那个
Mukshatam
想要摆脱物质束缚的人的
Are you a Mukshatam?
你是一个想要摆脱物质束缚的人吗
Shirtapada
有关至尊人的守身，所有的圣地都坐落在他的莲花足旁的。
Anukirtanat，
比在真正的灵性导师指导下持续吟诵吟唱。
Na，
不。
Yat，
因为。
Kuna，
再次。
Karmasu，
在功利性活动中。
Sajate，
变得依恋。
Mana，
心。
Raja Tamogyam，
被激情和愚昧属性。
Kalilam，
污染。之后
Anyata
即由其他方法
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供
So the way I do this is I usually read the purport in English and have you translate it and then you can just I mean the verse and then the purportYou can just read the translation and I'll just follow along in English. I won't read the English.
Okay.
So translation, therefore, one who desires freedom from material bondage should adopt the process of chanting and glorifying the name, fame, form, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose feet all the holy praises stand.One cannot derive the proper benefit from other methods, such as pious atonement, speculative knowledge, and meditation and mystic yoga, because even after following such methods, one takes to fruitive activities again, unable to control his mind, which is contaminated by the base qualities of nature, namely passion and ignorance.
译文因此想要摆脱物质束缚的人应该采用吟诵吟唱和赞美所有圣地都坐落在他莲花足旁的至尊人格守神的名字、声望、形象及娱乐活动这一程序。 人无法靠采用虔诚的赎罪活动、知识思辨和神秘瑜伽冥想等其他方法获得真正的利益，因为甚至在采用那些方法后，人还会再次从事功利性活动，无法控制自己那受到激情和愚昧这两种物质自然的低等属性所污染的心。要旨：事实上，就连达到所谓完美境界的许多功利性活动者，卡尔米、思辨知识的人、迪安米和瑜伽师尤比，都再次受到物质活动的吸引。许多所谓的斯瓦米和瑜伽师将物质活动视为是不真实的，加甘米提亚而加以放弃。但一段时间后，他们就通过办医院、学校等慈善事业，恢复从事物质活动。他们虽然还声称自己是出家人桑尼亚西气绝阶层的成员，但却参与政治。然而，真想摆脱物质世界的人，必须以吟诵、吟唱和聆听圣名 Shravana Kirtanam Vishnu 而为开始做奉爱服务，这才是完美的结论。Krishna 知觉运动就实际证明了这一点。西方国家里有许多年轻人沉迷于吸毒，并养成许多其他改不掉的坏习惯。可一旦加入 Krishna 知觉运动，十分真诚地吟诵、吟唱至尊主的荣耀，就去除了所有这些坏习性。换句话说，培养 Krishna 知觉的程序，对待激情 Raja 和愚昧属性 Karma 控制下形式的人来说，是完美的赎罪程序。正如圣典不加瓦坛第一篇第二章十九世节中所说的 Tada Raja Samo Bhava Kama Loba Dayas ChayeCita ita anavidam sitam sattvita sitati， 心中一旦坚定不移地决定做奉爱服务，贪婪、渴望和向往等物质自然属性及愚昧的产物就会从心中消失，奉献的于是便稳定地处在善良属性的层面上，变得十分快乐。受激情和愚昧属性控制的结果是人变得越来越贪图物质享乐，但当人按照吟诵、吟唱和聆听与至尊主有关的一切的方法做时，就会上升到善良属性的层面上，变得快乐。随着人在奉爱服务的路途上不断进步，他所有的疑问都会被根除。Vidyati Ridaya Grantis Chidyanti SarvaSamsayaha， 这样他从事物质功利性活动的欲望肢解就会被砍成碎片。愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都能摆脱痛苦。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self in their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生物体呢都能够苏醒，然后觉悟到他们真正自我以及他们与 Krishna 之间的关系。
So we're coming to the end of this chapter and the end of this story.
我们就到了这一章的结尾，而且也是这个故事的结尾了。
So the previous verse summarized the story.
上一个世界就总结了整个的故事。
Now this verse is actually summarizing the story within the story.
其实这个 刚刚见过的是师姐，她是在总这个故事的总结的总结。
Because Sukadeva Goswami is telling the story of Ajamil because of the question that Prikit Maharaj had asked him.
Sukadeva Goswami 之所以讲述阿加密的这个故事，是因为Parikshit Maharaj问他一个问题。
And this was just after the end of the fifth canto.
这是在那个第五章，这第五篇的末尾的地方。
And Sukadeva Goswami had described all the hellish planets and all the different reasons the conditioned soul goes to hell.
Yeah, 就是Sukadeva Goswami 他描述了就各种各样的地狱，然后描述了就是这些受条件限制的灵魂会去到什么样的地狱。
And really, Prikit Maharaj was a little bit shocked to hear about hell and the different hellish planets.
Parikshit Maharaj 他就听到就是这种各个这个地狱的星球，他就感觉深受震惊。
And he felt very sorry for the conditioned souls.
他就对那些就是受条件限制的灵魂非常为他们难过。
And it was, you know, depressing, really, to hear about hell.
听到这个关于地狱的描述，的确会让人非常的难过、难受的。
So he was wondering, he asked the spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami, how can the conditioned souls be saved from going to hell?
然后他就问他的灵性导师 Sukadeva Goswami 说，这些受条件限制的灵魂怎么样才能够得到拯救，避免去到地狱呢？
Then Sukadeva Goswami decided to test Prikit.
所以这个 Sukadeva Goswami 他就决定要考验一下 Parikshit Maharaj.
So first he explained that the conditioned soul, if he atones for all his sins before he dies, then he won't have to go to hell.
首先他说，就如果一个灵魂他在就是离开躯体死之前呢，就是为他所有的罪恶活动都做了赎罪的话，他就不用去到地狱了。
Prikit, he wasn't satisfied with that answer.
但是 Parikshit 他对他的答案还不满意。
He said, even if you punish a prisoner, if you punish a thief, and he's punished, and he has to go to jail, when he gets out of jail, because he still has the tendency to sin or to steal, he'll steal again and then have to go back to prison.
他就说，就像一个小偷，如果他偷了东西，然后被抓住，然后被送进监狱接受惩罚。但是当他出了监狱之后，因为他还有那种偷盗的那种倾向，所以他还会再次再偷东西。
So, Prikit says, I don't think just atoning for your sin is really the cure for the problem.
所以Parikshit他就说，他认为。不是说仅仅赎罪就能够，就是能够解决这个问题的。
Even if a person atones at the end of his life and doesn't go to hell, he's still going to take another birth because of his material desires.
即便一个人他在生命结束之前已经为他的所有罪恶活动赎罪了，他不用去到地狱，但是他下一次依然还要再次的重生。还要得到一个物质的躯体。
And so, Sukadeva Goswami, he was very satisfied that Prikit Maharaj had passed his test.
Sukadeva Goswami 就非常高兴 Parikshit Maharaj 就通过了他的考验。
And so then he told the story of Ajamil, which tells how the conditioned soul can actually be freed from going, not only going to hell, but from the cycle of birth and death.
然后他就讲了阿加密的故事，就是告诉我们就是这个受条件限制的灵魂如何能够避免去到地狱，其实不仅如此，而且能够就是免除生死轮回之苦。
And so today's verse is a conclusion of what Sukadeva Goswami has taught now to Prikit Maharaj.
其实今天这个师姐是对Sukadeva Goswami 给 Parikshit Maharaj 讲述的一个故事的一个总结。
So he says, therefore, if somebody wants, you know, freedom from going to hell,
and freedom from material bondage, he should take up the chanting of the holy name.
所以他说，如果一个人想要避免去到地狱的话，如果一个人想要就是从那个生死轮回的那个循环中就是解脱出来的话，他就应该去唱诵至尊主的圣名。
So the other methods of atonement and jnana yoga and meditation, mystic yoga, these cannot ultimately free you from ignorance.
其他的那些赎罪程序，像 jnana 思辨的程序、神秘瑜伽的程序等等，或者冥想，它都不能让你free from
ignorance，
也不能让你免除愚昧。
And he says, we can see by observation that mystic yogis and jnani yogis and people who abstain from materialistic activities, ultimately they can't maintain that position.
Yeah, 而且他说，我们可以看到那些神秘瑜伽师还有思辨瑜伽师，他们其实是不能一直停留在自己的地那个位置上的。
They're ultimately not able to control their mind.
他们终极来说，他们无法控制自己的心。
And they fall back again into materialistic activity.
然后他们会再一次就堕落，重新开始做物质的活动。
So these activities of living in the mode of goodness and practicing mystic yoga and obeying the rules and regulations of the scriptures, this is compared to cutting the grass, or when there's a fire in the forest, the grass burns, but because the root is still there, when it rains again, the grass comes up.
Yeah, 所以像这些
mystic yoga,
也是神秘瑜伽的程序，神秘瑜伽。
Or speculative knowledge.
或者是呢思辨知识。
I'm not this. I'm not that.
我不是这，我不是那。像这些程序，它是不能就是就被比喻为就像我们去割草，把那个草上面割掉了，但是根还留着，或者是在森林里，比如说着火了，然后那个草被烧了，但是那个根并没有被烧死。当那个下雨了，或者然后那就会再次草就会再次发芽，就会继续萌芽。
Even choosing to live in the present.
即便是选择临在当下也是如此。
These don't uproot the real cause of sin within the heart.
这个是不能把这个心中的那个罪恶的根连根拔除的。
But one can feel peaceful and happy for, a certain amount of time and doesn't have to go to hell.
但是一个人他可以变得就是快乐或者是变得平和，就是在一段时间之内，而且不用去到地狱。
But because the living being isn't situated fully in its position as a servitor of Godhead, cannot be fully happy.
但是一个就是生物，它如果不是稳处在作为至尊主的仆人的那个地位上的时候，他是不可能就是得到彻底的完全的快乐的。
So there's a chance that the soul may once again become attracted to materialistic activities.
所以他就会有这样的机会，就会再一次会受到物质活动的吸引。
And this is stated by the personified Vedas in the 10th canto.
在斯涅贝亚瓦文的那个第十篇，就是韦达金的人格化身也对此做出了宣言。
Yenye ravindaksha vimuktamaninas prayasta bhavad abhishuddha buraya aruya krishnena parantaram tata patantyato nyatra yashman agnugraha. So I'll just summarize it.So except for devotees.
Except for devotees.
Yeah,
because
they seek the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Because they seek the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
those who are non-devotees.
那些非奉献者,
but they engage in different processes for salvation.
他们就是从事各种各样的程序去想获得解脱。
What happens to them? That's the question.
这个问题就是他们会得到什么样的结果呢?
So the Vedas, the personified Vedas, they ask this question.
所以伟达经的人格化身在问这个问题。
The personified Vedas and all the demigods, they're waiting for Krishna to take birth, and they're having this conversation.
所以伟达经的人格化身还有这些所有的半圣人们，他们都在等待 Krishna的显现， 然后他们在互相谈话。
Then Brahma answers the question.
那Brahma就回答了这个问题。
He says, although the non-devotees accept severe austerities and penances to achieve liberation,
但是虽然非奉献的他们去接受就是严厉的严苛的苦行啊，还或者忏悔等等，去想要得到解脱。
Their intelligence is not pure.
但是他们的智慧不纯粹。
Therefore, they fall down from their position of liberation.
所以他们会从他们的解脱的这个地位上堕落下来。
Because they ignore the lotus feet of the Lord.
因为他们忽略了主的莲花足。
Yeah, so if we're really intelligent, we understand, I'm not God, I'm the servant of God.
如果我们真正有智慧的话，我们就会觉悟认识到我不是神，我是神的仆人。
Yeah, so there is still some resistance to surrendering, to admitting that the Lord is superior.
我们还会有一些抗拒，就是不愿意去臣服，不愿意接受主是比高于我的。
Yeah, so real liberation is when one accepts I'm the servant of Krishna and depends upon Krishna.
Yeah, 所以真正的解脱是我们就是认识到Krishna是神，而且是依靠Krishna。
Otherwise, even if one attains realization that I'm spirit.
Yeah, 所以即便一个人，不然的话，即便一个人他认识到我是灵性的。
And experiences the joy of just being.
或者是体验到那种只是体验到存在的那种快乐。
Satchitananda.
那种Satchitananda永恒充满知识和极乐。
One sees I'm not the mind, I'm not the body.
让人看到自己不是心意，不是这个躯体。
But one is still ignoring the superiority of the Lord.
但是如果他还是忽略至尊主的这种至尊地位的话。
So this verse says such persons eventually fall back again into the material mode of ignorance and passion.
像这样的人，他们最终还会再一次坠落堕落回那种。
So back to Parikit's question, how can one be saved from going to hell and ultimately the cycle of birth?
Yeah, 所以我们再回到Parikit的Maharaj他的问题，就一个人他怎么样能够就是避免去到地狱，而且从生死轮回的那种循环中解脱出来。
The answer, Sukadeva Goswami's answer is that just like Ajamil, one should take shelter of the holy name.
Yeah, 所以，苏克蒂瓦格桑尼的回答就是，就像阿迦涅尔一样，一个人应该去托庇，唱诵主的圣名。But
the verse, today's verse says, Anukirtana, one should constantly chant the holy name.
这个世界里说到，就是我们一个人应该是恒常的唱诵主的圣名。And
Prabhupada, his translation of Anukirtana is interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, the Sanskrit itself is Anukirtana means always.
Yeah, 在梵文里 Anukirtana意思是总是恒一直。
Always chanting.
总是唱诵。
But Prabhupada says, under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master.
Constantly chanting. Under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master.
Yeah, but Prabhupada的解释是, 就是在一个真正的灵性导师的指导下唱诵证明。
This is an important point.
对，这是个非常重要的一点。
The chanting of the holy name is so powerful, Lord Chaitanya says, that it doesn't depend upon initiation.
Yeah, 主持人王伯伯说就是唱诵主的圣名是如此的有力量,它不需要依靠于启迪的程序。
In fact, there really is no initiation for the Hare Krishna mantra.
其实对Hare Krishna Mahamantra这个是没有启迪的。
There is initiation is required to chant other mantras like the Gayatri mantra.
但是像唱诵其他的mantra,像Gayatri mantra就需要有启迪的仪式。
So therefore we have initiation.
所以我们会有启迪。
And that's there to support the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
这个Gayatri mantra的启迪是为了去支撑这个唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
So although the Hare Krishna mantra doesn't require initiation to chant it, one does have to be under the shelter and guidance of a Shiksha Guru.
就是虽然这个唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 是不需要启迪就可以唱诵的,但是一个人的确他必须要 处在一个训示灵性导师的指导和庇护之下去唱诵。
Yeah, so we have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra with full knowledge.
Yeah, 我们唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 必须带着全然的知识来唱诵。
And we receive that knowledge from a bona fide spiritual master.
我们是从一个真正的灵性导师那里得到这个知识。
And this is called Sambandha Gya.
Yeah, 这被称为是 Sambandha Gya.
Knowledge of the relationship.
Yeah, 关于关系的知识。
Having a clear understanding what is God and what is the soul.
Yeah, 有一个对什么是神,什么是个体灵魂,神,他有个清晰的理解。
God is the supreme source, the only independent person.
Yeah, 神他是就是 神他是至尊的源头,他是唯一的就是 independent person, yeah. 他是唯一的独立的人。
And the soul is completely dependent upon God.
而个体灵魂,他是完全依靠神的。
Although a person, we are persons.
虽然我们是人,
we have minute free will.
我们也有一些就是很微小的这种自由意志。
We have two choices.
我们有两个选择,
God or Maya.
是选择神还是选择Maya?
And that's it.
也仅此而已。
So that's our choice.
这是我们的选择。
But like a sun ray, the sun ray has no existence without the sun.
就像那个阳光, 如果没有太阳的话, 就没有阳光。
So most people, especially in this day and age, they're very confused about what exactly is the soul and what is God?
Yeah, 这现在的人们就是他们就其实是非常困惑,什么是个体灵魂,什么是神?
But if we receive this knowledge from a bona fide spiritual master,
但如果我们从一个真正灵性导师那里来接受这些知识的话,
then any doubts we have about the soul or God are cleared away.
然后任何关于灵魂,关于神的这些任何的疑惑都会被清除干净。
Then we can chant the Hare Krishna mantra, the name of the Lord, with a full conviction.
这样的话我们就会带着全人的信心,信服,然后来去唱诵主的圣名。
And so we attain liberation automatically.
然后我们自动的就获得解脱。
And that's actually, liberation occurs in the second stage of chanting. There's three stages, and liberation occurs in the second stage.
所以就是有三个阶段的唱诵,就是这个念诵,不是解脱,就是在第二个阶段就已经能够达到了。
And then we attain the real, the ultimate result of chanting the holy name is we enter into a loving relationship with the Lord.
然后我们会得到唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 的就是这种终极的结果, 那就是能够进入和至尊主的这种充满爱的关系之中。
Now we have the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
所以现在我们已经得到了至尊主的莲花组的庇护。
Therefore we can never fall again back to the material world.
所以我们就不会再一次堕落进入这个物质世界。
So that's a real permanent liberation.
这个才是就是永恒的解脱。
So on the purport, Prabhupada quotes a famous verse from the first canto, second chapter, verse 19 of Srimad Bhagavatam.
帕帕的在这个要旨当中引述了一个诗节，就是《圣严不要瓦谈》第一篇第二章十九诗节。
And this verse is describing the progress one makes when one takes to devotion and service, and how that one becomes freed from passion and ignorance and becomes liberated.
那这个世界就描述了，就是当一个人开始做奉献服务的时候，他就是会 逐渐的取得什么样的进步，而且也描述了怎么样会从这个物质自然的激情和愚昧属性中解脱出来。
He says, Tadara jastamo bhava kama lova deyascheye cheta etir anavridam sitam sattve prasidati. So as one takes, as one performs devotional service, especially hearing and chanting, the mode of passion and ignorance is gradually removed.
Yeah, 所以当一个人开始从事奉献服务的时候，尤其是唱诵、聆听，然后这种愚昧和激情，逐渐就会被清除。
And one comes to the mode of goodness.
然后一个人就会进入善良心态。
So one is happy just to be.
然后就会快乐。
When there's no more feeling of incompleteness.
对，不会再有不圆满、不完整的感觉。
And he continues on that level and still makes further advancement.
然后他会在这个层面上继续进步，然后取得更多的进步。
All his doubts are removed.
所有他的疑惑都会被清除。
And then the cut.
而且他这个心中的那个物质活动的结也都被砍成碎片。
And then from there, love of God awakens.
然后在这一点是，然后之后就会唤醒对神的爱。
Prabhupada, he describes these three stages of chanting in different verses, different purports, and even in lectures.
Yeah, Prabhupada他在不同的诗节和要旨，甚至在一些讲课中也都就提到过这个三个阶段的唱诵、念诵。
And also in some letters.
而且在一些他的信件当中也提到过。
If I can find one here.
这里可以找到一封信。
Okay, this is a letter to Susan Beckman.
Susan Beckman? 这是给Susan Beckman的一封信。
This is 1973.
是1973年。
There are three stages of chanting.
有三个阶段的唱诵。
The first stage is to clean the mirror of the mind.
第一个阶段是擦拭这个心这面镜子。
The next stage, when the mind is cleansed, one becomes free from symptoms of material existence.
第二个阶段就是 当一个人的心境被清洁干净的时候，一个人他就会就是摆脱物质的存在。Then
in the third stage, one becomes completely happy.
然后第三个阶段，就一个人变得完全的快乐。He
never laments nor desires to have anything.
他永远就不会再悲伤，也不会再渴求什么。And
he is equal towards every living being.
而且他对所有的生物体都一视同仁。
And in this stage, he attains the pure chanting stage.
Yeah, 这就是达到了纯粹唱诵的阶段。
The chanting is a process of purification.
唱诵是一个净化的程序。
Just like we use soap to cleanse the body.
就像我们用香皂来清洁我们的身体。
This is a material example.
这只是一个物质的例子。
But the chanting is a spiritual cleansing.
但是这种唱诵是一种灵性的清洁。
The three stages of cleansing are first to clean the mirror of the mind.
所以在三个阶段的清洁当中，净化当中的第一个阶段是先清洁这个心这面镜子。
It is said in the Bhagavad Gita.
在《不加梵歌》中说到。
The mind is the best friend or the worst enemy.
For one who has learned to control the mind, it is the best friend.
对一个能够控制心意的人，心意可以成为最好的朋友。
But for one who has failed to do so, it is the worst enemy.
但如果控制不了心意的话，心意就成为最坏的敌人。
So because of long-term association, the mind is absorbed in material things and has become contaminated or dirty.
所以因为长时间的与物质的这种接触，所以这个心意就或变得被污染，或者变得脏了。
The chanting process purifies the mind.
这种唱诵的程序就会净化我们的心意。
Then the next stage.
然后接着下一个阶段。
When the mind is cleansed, one becomes free from the symptoms of material existence.
这时候当一个人的心意被净化了，然后这时候一个人他就会摆脱物质存在的各种征象。
Material existence means to be always hankering and lamenting.
物质存在就意味着总是在渴求，总是在悲伤。
Prabhupada gives the example.
Prabhupada 给了一个例子。
I must have a new car.
我必须要有个新的车。
I must have more money.
我必须要给他挣更多的钱。
I must have a good wife.
我必须要有个好妻子。
I must have this.
我必须要有这个。
I must have that.
我必须要有这个那个。
Then.
然后。
When I have the thing, I lament.
当我有了这些东西的时候，我就会悲伤啊。
I lost my wife.
哎。
I lost my wife.
哦，我失去了我的妻子。
I lost my money.
哦，我的钱没了。
I lost my car.
我的车也丢了。
Simply lamenting.
总是处在悲伤之中。
So the second stage is to be free from the anxiety.
所以第二个阶段就是要免除所有的这些焦虑。
Now the third stage of chanting.
那第三个阶段的唱诵。
Then he quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita.
然后他从博迦梵歌中引述了一个释解。
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasoshati Nakamshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param.He never laments nor desires to have anything.
他从不悲伤，也不渴求什么。
He is equally disposed to every living entity.
他对所有的众生都平等对待。
In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
在这种状态下，他就得到对我的纯粹的奉献服务。
So this is from Bhagavad Gita 1854.
这是。第十八章五十四十节，博迦梵歌中的这个释解。
So, what are the three stages of chanting?
所以这唱诵的三个阶段是什么三个阶段呢？哪三个阶段
？When we first begin chanting,
当我们开始唱诵的时候
，our consciousness is still identified with our mind.
我们的这个知觉还是认同于我们的心意。
Right, and we remember the past.
让我们想起过去。
We become sad or angry.
然后我们就变得难过呀，或者是愤怒。
Even while we're chanting.
即便是我们在唱诵的时候也是。
Or we imagine the future.
或者是我们去想象未来。
If I can just get this, or if I can just get that.
我能得到这个什么东西，或者得到那个东西，别多好。
And so when we see those pictures in the mind, we think, oh, this is me.
对，当我们就是看到这个心意现在这种影像的时候，我们就认同于这种影像，想到这就是我。
Yeah, so this is ignorance.
这其实是愚昧。
This is the you could say the proof that we're still in ignorance.
这其实就是我们依然处在愚昧之中的证明。
Yeah, to identify with the pictures that are in our mind, that's a kind of unconsciousness.
Yeah, 就是。就认同于就在我们心意中出现的影像，就是在这种愚昧的状态之下。
So that's a contamination of consciousness.
其实这个是知觉受到污染的一种状态。
So as we're chanting,
当我们念诵的时候
that ignorance is removed.
当我们念诵的时候，这种愚昧就会被清除。
Our memories are there.
我们当然还是有记忆的。
And we imagine.The mind's still thinking.
这个心也还是在会去想。
But we know it's a movie. We know it's not really us.
Yeah. 然后，当然我们知道这只不过就像电影一样，并不是我们自己。
Then we come to the second stage.
然后我们就会来到念诵唱诵的第二个阶段。
Where we know I'm not the mind or the body.
那我们就认识到自己不是这个是心意，也不是个躯体。
And we feel happy.
那我们会快乐。
We haven't seen Krishna yet.
当然我们还没有看到 Krishna.
We may not even have the taste for the holy name yet.
Yeah, 我们甚至对圣名还没有品味。
But we've come to the mode of goodness.
但是我们已经到达了善良心态的层面。
And there's no longer this ignorance and passion that we're affected by.
Yeah, 我们也不再受到激情和愚昧心态的影响。
And after a long period of chanting at that stage,
在这个阶段就是很长时间的唱诵之后。
This is according to the Harinam Chintamani.
这是根据
Then we come to the third stage of chanting.
然后我们就来到唱达到念诵的第三个阶段
Which is the preliminary stage of love of God.
这是就是对神的爱的初级阶段
That we actually are entering into a pure bhakti.
这时候我们就会进入就是纯粹的奉爱的一个阶段
And which Prabhupada, he says this verse from Bhagavad Gita.Describes the third stage of chanting.
他在佛家梵歌中就描述了就是这个第三个阶段的称念诵唱诵
That's pretty significant.
这个是非常至关重要
So if we want to know what stage we are in a chanting, this is a very good measure for us to use.
Yeah, measure.
A measurement.Kind of a measurement.
对，如果我们想知道自己的念诵出了哪个阶段，然后我们就可以用这个来衡量。
Yeah, so if we're still lamenting,
如果我们还在悲伤，为过去悲伤，为或者是为未来焦虑。
We're still at the third stage, the beginning stage of chanting.
那我们还处在就念诵的开始初级阶段。
If we're always present, always happy.We don't identify with our mind and body anymore. We're at the second stage.
如果我们就是总是临在当下，总是快乐的，然后不再认同于这个心意和躯体，这样的话，不再认同于心意，这时候我们就处在念诵的第二个阶段。
And then we know we've entered the third stage, according to this verse in Bhagavad Gita.
然后我们就是根据《佛家梵歌》的下面那个师姐，就会知道我们已经到了第三个阶段。
Which is the preliminary stage for love of God.
Yeah, 这个阶段是就是爱神的初级阶段。
Where our affection for Krishna will begin to awaken.
Yeah, 我们对 Krishna 的爱的这种情感开始被唤醒。
So first, we never lament the past or desire anything.
Yeah, 首先是我们就不再悲伤，也不会去渴求什么。
We treat every living being with equal affection.
而且我们对所有的生物体啊，都是怀着爱平等对待。
Right, trinyada pisini chena suva pisihishna amanina amandina kirtanya sadahari.
这是八训规的第三条。一个人该以谦卑的心态唱诵主的圣名，是自己低于路边的一根茅草。一个人该比一棵树还要宽容，摒弃一切的虚荣感，随时赞叹人之心，这样便可不断唱诵主的圣名。
Oh, nice! You translated it.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And that's how we know we're at the third stage.
这是我们就判断自己是不是处在第三个阶段的标准。
Then we enter into pure bhakti.
然后我们就会进入纯粹的方案 纯粹的方案
Yeah, so the mode of goodness is this preliminary stage for bhakti to awaken in.
所以这种善良形态是唤醒我们这个对神的纯粹方案的这个开始的阶段
I'm sure you've all heard the example.
我相信你们听过这个例子
You know, if you have a dry piece of wood,
如果你有一个干木柴的话
when it's touched by fire, it immediately ignites.
However,
a green piece of wood won't catch fire right away.
但是如果是以湿木柴的话,
and a wet green piece of wood will take a long time to catch fire.
如果一个新鲜的特别湿的那个木头的话 那就需要很长很长的时间才能给它烧着
So the holy name is fire
所以圣名就像火 圣名就是火
If our consciousness is very much contaminated by ignorance and passion
如果我们的视觉就是非常受到激情和愚昧心态的这种污染的话
Even though we're in contact with the holy name
即便我们接触圣名,
it has to dry out.
它也得慢慢地给烤干才行。
Gradually, there's no more ignorance, no more passion.
逐渐逐渐地没有了激情和愚昧。
And when the wood is dry, it combusts into fire.
当这个木柴变干了之后, 然后才会能够燃烧出火焰。
And then once we develop this affection for the Lord and take complete shelter of His lotus feet, that's a real liberation.
一旦我们就是发展出了对神的爱的情感，然后完全脱离至尊主的莲花所的时候，这才是真正的解脱。
And so the conclusion of this verse is that real liberation is to take full shelter of the holy name under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master.
所以这个事业的要旨就是要在一个真正的灵性导师的指导和庇护下完全的脱避于圣灵的莲花组
If one is engaged in other processes of purification of consciousness that still ignores the lotus feet of the Lord one will not attain ultimate liberation
如果一个人他去接受其他的这种净化的净化之觉的程序，但是却忽略了忽视了至尊主的莲花组的话，其实一个人是无法得到终极的解脱的。
So to explain this point, Sukadeva Goswami has told the story of Ajahn to Maharaj Pritchard.
所以为了解释这一点，Sukadeva Goswami 就向 Parikshit Maharaj 讲述了 Ajahn Mial 的故事。
So we're about out of time.
现在我们的时间就快到了。So
I encourage you to send in your questions.
我鼓励大家能够听完之后发出来你的问题，把你的问题发过来。Or
comments, we like comments too.
或者你想有什么评述也可以发过来。In
fact, I love hearing the reflection of devotees.
对，其实就是说他非常喜欢奉献的能够有什么回应的。
We learn so much when devotees express their reflections.
当奉献者就是把他们思考的发上来的话，我们就学到很多，从中学到很多。So
I'll talk to you next week from America.
所以下一周我们再从美国再给大家，再到时候再给你大家讲课。Sama
Veda. Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai, all glory to the Sama
devotees.
And we offer special thanks to Sumukhi Radha Mataji for hosting this class. And for Saradhya Mataji for translating today. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
All glories to Sadhya Deva Prabhu.
One beat.
今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
感谢大家聆听。